There's a pasuk at the end of the parsha that tells us, "Ki ani Hashem hamala eschem me'eret Mitzrayim." I'm Hashem. I took you out from Mitzrayim. I raised you hamala from Mitzrayim. Lios lachem lelokim v'hisam kadoshim ki kadosh ani. This is in the context of the Isser eating shrutz. So the Gemara already asks in Baba Metzia Daf Samach Alef Amud Beis, why here is the word mala being used in the context of a sheret? We have Kiyotesi all the time that because I took you out of Mitzrayim, what does it mean Ma'ala that Kadosh Baruch Hu had elevated us from Mitzrayim, and why particularly in the context of Shiratzim? So Gemara says in Bava Metzia, L'chadetane debei Rabbi Yishmal, Rabbi Yishmal taught, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Il mole lo helise helesi es Yisrael, had I not taken Klai Yisrael out, Elo lefi she'en metamin b'shiratzim, die. If I took Klai Yisrael out just for one reason, just to stay away from Shiratzim, that would have been sufficient. So Mala, there's a particular connection to Shiratzim that was worthwhile, that was a worthwhile mitzvah to take Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Of course, this requires some Hesber, is the connection of Mala, the elevating, and Shiratzim. What's so unique about the Isser of Shiratzim? So in the Sefer of Odus Yisrael, the Magnami Kozhinitz explains as follows. What does the word sheretz even mean? So the Targum Onkelos says that the word sheretz means rachash. Rachash means a crawly, creepy crawlers, little insects. And it means mahalich la'at la'at. Shel b'merutza. You see an ant walking, it moves very, very slowly. So sheretz is a rachash, a slow-moving creature. It's like the Gemara Megillah tells us, usfasa, merachashin, the Gemara Megillah is talking about when a particular Baal Kori would read the Tochacha, either B'chukosai or Kisavo, he'd read it in a very low tone and quickly. It was Sfaseh Merachashin, the lips were moving quickly, mumbling. Dehu Indian Dibur Balachash Sheinu Nikar, it's a type of speech that's unrecognizable, that when the shrutzim move, the ants move, the spider moves, you don't really see it moving so much. It moves very, very slowly. Ulechaur asks, the Magid, Einu move on Perish Targum. He doesn't understand the Targum Onkelos, Ki Ander Abba. It's the opposite. Anu roim mahalach, mahalach hasheretu b'mutu me'od. We look at the insect, we look at the spiders, their legs are moving very, very fast. And moreover, v'gam milas sheretz, the word itself in Hebrew, yesh bo tzeruf etam shemo mipnei sheretz, because it runs. That's why it's called a sheretz, because it rots, it runs around. So what does the Targum mean that it moves slowly, lat lat? It's a lashon of rachash. So the Magid of Mikoshin explains to the Marshal that Kishaha'im mehaleches ubana karuch achareav, a mother is walking in the shuk and her son is following after her. Agam sha'im mehaleches lat, women walk slowly. And ubana rots achareav, but the boy is busy running after to keep up with his mother. So eino dome mehalechol mehalech ha'im, you can't compare the walking of the child to the walking of the mother. Mipnei raglav haktanim, because he has small feet. Upsiosav haktarim, and his steps are smaller and shorter. So the mother's taking longer strides, although at a slow pace. He's busy running, moving his feet really, really quickly just to keep up with her. Vizeo efshe shenivra mahalach hamerutza lebios katanus kimo ashratzim. That's what it means, the walking fast of small creatures. Ki lule merutzasam, had the insects not move their legs fast, ain b'ptiyasim klum, they wouldn't go anywhere. They're small animals, they have small strides, and moving their legs very slowly, they would be like snails, they would be like turtles. And they wouldn't accomplish, they wouldn't get anywhere. But gam shem ratzim, even though they're running and moving their legs really, really fast, b'eino domim l'ptiyachas shalobim merutza me'abriyos hagdolos. You know, one step of an elephant gets a lot further than a 500 steps of an ant. That's just the way it was created. And therefore, it's no stira. Lachain targum shel sheretz hu rachash. The targum explains rachash. Overall, the creature is moving slowly. B'mikom makom, m'perish agam shetinos and b'muruta. Even though the legs are moving fast, it's not really covering so much ground. So they're really both true. And so the Avodah Tisa explains for us, in our terms, what that means to us, the Inyan Ha'adam, with respect to man. Sometimes a person has a brain, an ability, an inspiration to godless, to cover ground, to become great. These are terms borrowed from the Svarim HaKadoshim, from the Kabbalah. But sometimes we have mochim tekatnus, smaller brains, a lesser, smaller goal, smaller hasagos. V'yafa pikein Yisrael kadoshim him. Even though that's the case, Klal Yisrael is always kadosh. Veda noflim b'madregosam. No matter how big our hasagos are, we're all Klal Yisrael, and we never fall back. Even though we have katnus hamochim, which is very small hasagos, and we seem to be moving very slowly, still we never fall back. We're always being mechazik ourselves, and even when we do fall back, chosen b'tshuva, umischazkin v'holchin yotzu v'mrutza l'asas v'tzon kodem, we hasten our pace, we strengthen, we get quick. Even though we're running quickly to catch up, we fall behind, we're trying to really move quickly, but we're not going so far. Still, when we have mochen, the godless, sometimes we could accomplish so much when we go slower, but take bigger steps. And the idea perhaps is that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when we're in Mitzrayim, we are running really quickly, like a sheretz, but we weren't covering so much ground. But when a Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mala, when he took us out of Mitzrayim, and he taught us what it meant to be a nation, what it meant to be a nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be B'nei Chorin, to receive the Torah, and we taught what it meant to have Mochen the Galus, to have big Hasagos, to accomplish great goals, great achievements, great accomplishments, to think big and take it slow with patience, we're able to accomplish much more Hamala. Hamala Me'at Mitzrayim, to give us the ability to elevate, to jump over Madregos. So the Magen B'Medrash, Mikoshnitz rather, finishes off that one time Shani Patzmi, Pamachas Reisi, Rav Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, he saw the Baal Shem Bachalim. He had a dream, and he saw Rav Yisrael, the Rav Baal Shem Tov. The Shalti also, I asked him in my dream, Yipnei Mavet Chilas Avodasi, how come in the beginning, when I was becoming more of a Baal Avoda, Yir Shemayim, Kasher Nechnasi El Tzadikim L'lmod Mimaaseim, I entered into the innermost circles of the Tzadikim to observe and to learn from their ways. V'yagalti Es Atzmi La'avod Es Hashem Yisbarach, in order to regulate myself, to habituate myself, to be a Eved Hashem. Higashi Batsmi, I felt this feeling of Shinoi Latova, Miyom Yom Basic Atorah Lishma. I felt great accomplishment. I felt really good about myself each and every single day. It was all this great feelings. I was on this big high. Viata, now after many, many years, I don't see any change. It's routine every single day. It's the same exact thing. Today was like yesterday and like the day before. Nothing has really changed in my life. Even though I'm going to learn, I'm going to daven, I don't have that sense of accomplishment, that feeling of excitement. That happens day after day. The Heshev, the Baal Shem Tov responded to me, says the Magen Mikoshnitz, B'derech Mashal, Kishatinok Lomid Alabez. The child goes to yeshiva, to cheder, to learn Avbeis, al siddur, he learns how to read the siddur, how to daven, al chumish, mi the yom, the yomo, each day he learns another pasuk, another two pesukim, nika, ashinoi bo, shalomed yosem, yimash, shalomed esmal, each day he learns something new. It's a tremendous, tremendous stride that he's taking. L'mashal, b'shavu ha'avar, lamad parsha achas, chumish, v'ata lamed shtei parshios, v'kiyotzi bo. You see the big growth. One week he learns one parsha, the next time he learns two parshas, and each grows, he's able to grow more and more what he's able to accomplish week by week, month by month. That's when you're younger. Your spurts of growth are much greater. But when he gets to a certain level, he's able to sit in yeshiva and he learns Gemara Rashi Tosfos, and he does a pilpul gadol and all the lamdis and all the halacha. He doesn't see any change. He accomplished 8 lines today, 15 lines the next day. He hasn't even turned the page yet. He's looking through Rashi and Tosfos and the Pilpul, but he's not learning a whole new parsha. He's not learning a whole new masechta. From the perspective of an intelligent individual, when you look carefully, what you're accomplishing, even though it seems like you're not moving that far, when you get into an older age, he says that what you're accomplishing each day is thousands upon thousands of times greater than what you've accomplished when you're younger, learning Avbeis and Siddur. He said, this is a V'divrei Pi Chacham Hein Chein Hudavar Chacham Nifla, the tremendous, tremendous lesson. So, although sometimes we don't have that feeling, we should be zochet to have that hargash, to have that feeling of accomplishment, even though we don't really feel that we're changing and we're accomplishing so much, the Baal Shem Tov, the Magen Mikoshnitz reminds us that we are, We are moving, we're taking slow, big steps. We're accomplishing a tremendous amount of strides in Limud HaTorah, in Yerushalayim Avodas Hashem. We should all be zocheh to be able to take that one big step, that final step, that big jump, b'merutza, to the returning the Beis HaMikdash with the Gula Shlema Ba'amitas Mehera B'yameinu. Amen. Have a good Shabbos.